The Spark Arts for Children General Manager Application Guide. This application guidance can be used in preparation for completing the online form. If you would like to discuss alternative ways you can make an application or have any questions about the process, please email jobs@thesparkarts.co.uk or call 0116 261 6893. Deadline. All applications must be submitted via the portal by 12 PM midday on Monday, the 24th of November, 2025. Information pack. The information pack for the general manager role can be downloaded from the website page. Read or listen to them before completing the application. Making an audio or video application. You can make your application in writing using video or audio. We understand that when making recordings, we sometimes stumble over words or make mistakes. If you are tech-minded and can edit cuts together, this is fine. If not, that's fine too. We do not expect completely perfect speeches. Where possible, we recommend correcting yourself much like you would in a conversation. Make sure you're recording in a quiet environment. Use a neutral background if you're filming. You can use any camera or audio equipment you have. You can then upload your recording to the online application form or add a URL link to the form. We thank you in advance for making your application and look forward to reading, watching, or listening. Application questions. These will help you gather and prepare information you'll need to complete your online application. Section 1. Personal information. You will need your name, address, telephone number, and email address. Section 2. General information. When could you commence employment with us? Are you applying for the contract hours as advertised? If not, please note how many hours you're interested in applying for. The Spark Arts for Children is committed to safeguarding the welfare of children and vulnerable adults and requires all staff to share this commitment. As a potential employee of the Spark, the post may involve contact with children and young people under the age of 18 and vulnerable adults, and therefore is covered by the exemptions order to the Rehabilitation of Offenders Act 1974, which means spent convictions have to be declared. The Spark is a registered body with the Disclosure and Barring Service, DBS, and complies with the DBS Code of Practice. Have you had an advanced DBS check in the last 2 years, yes or no? If required, do you consent to the Spark applying for a standard or enhanced disclosure certificate should you be offered the post? Please answer yes or no. Do you have any criminal convictions? Please note, a criminal record will not necessarily be a bar to obtaining a position. Please answer yes or no. Do you currently hold eligibility to work in the UK? Please answer yes or no. If selected for interview, you will be required to provide original documentation as proof of eligibility to work in the UK. How did you hear about the job? Do you have any access requirements? If you have specific access requirements and are successful in your application, we will contact you to make arrangements for the interview stage. Section 3. Employment, paid or voluntary. Present or most recent employer, paid or voluntary. Name and address. Nature of business. Job title. Date of appointment. Notice required or date of leaving. Briefly describe the work you do and your duties. Previous employment. Please list most recent and most relevant jobs or contracts in date order, starting with your last job before current position and work backwards. Section 4. References. Please provide the names of two referees who, whenever possible, should be previous employers with whom you have worked, paid or voluntary, for at least 1 year. One of your referees should be your present or most recent employer. If you have not been previously employed, then head teachers or college lecturers, stroke course leaders, etc., are acceptable as referees. Referee 1. Name, email, job title, how long have they known you, and may we request a reference at this time? Yes, or only after offer. Referee 2. Name, email, job title, how long have they known you, may we request a reference at any time? Yes, or only after offer. Section 5. Personal statement. Knowledge, skills and experience relevant to the job. Please upload a personal statement summarizing your interest in the post and how you meet the person's specification. This can be in Word or PDF format, up to 2 sides of A4, or audio stroke video format, up to 8 minutes. Please do not attach a CV instead of answering this question. Please note, attachments will not save on the online form before you submit. Therefore, please upload your personal statement when you're ready to submit your final application. If you're submitting your personal statement in video format or audio format, you can add a URL link here. Section 6. Declaration. I confirm that, to the best of my knowledge, the information I have given on this application form is correct and complete, and that I understand any job offer is subject to satisfactory references. I agree that the Spark Arts for Children has the right to validate any of the information provided by me on this form. I confirm that I have legal right to work in the UK, and if this application is successful, I undertake to produce appropriate documentary evidence to prove this prior to commencing work with the Spark Arts for Children. Do you agree to this declaration? Yes or no? About your personal information. The Spark understands how important it is to protect your privacy and takes its responsibility regarding the security of your information very seriously. We are committed to protecting your personal information and being transparent about what information we hold about you. We will only use any personal information you send to us for the purposes for which you provide it or where allowed by law. We will use your information in accordance of all applicable laws concerning protection of personal information, including the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, and Privacy and Electronic Communications Regulations, PECR. Security of your personal information. We will put in place appropriate safeguards, both in terms of our procedures and technology we use, to keep your personal information as secure as possible. We will ensure that any third parties we use for processing your information, your personal information, do the same. Maintaining your personal information. The Spark Arts for Children will use the information you provide in this form to process your application. If your application is successful and you are appointed to the post, this form will be kept on your personal file. If your application is unsuccessful, your data will be kept on file for 6 months after completion of the recruitment exercise and then destroyed. Your rights to your personal information. You have a right to request a copy of the personal information that we hold about you and have and have any inaccuracies in this data corrected. We do not charge for this, but reserve the right to charge a fee if additional information is requested that will incur excessive administration costs. Contact details and further information. If you would like further details on how your information is used and stored, or would like access to update or remove your data, please contact admin@thesparkarts.co.uk. Our full data protection and privacy policies can be seen on the website at thesparkarts.co.uk/company-policies. The Spark Arts for Children, LCB Depot, 31 Rutland Street, Leicester, LE1-1RE. Phone number 0116-261-6893. Email admin@thesparkarts.co.uk. The Spark Arts for Children is a company limited by guarantee. Company number 5254229. And is a registered charity, registration number 1106952.